We're going to go ahead and continue our media availabilities for tonight. We're now joined by tonight's race winner, Tyler Reddick. Tyler, congratulations. You're off to a historic start to the season. That's three in a row, and that's the first that's been done in the NASCAR Cup Series. What does that mean to you? How are you going about this?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Just trying to soak it all in, honestly. I think it's so fitting that it had to happen coming into here, a place where, you know, I got my first pole, you know, years ago, a place that road course wise is a great fit for me. But I just had a feeling no matter where Shane was going to start, Connor, some of those guys, even, you know, Blaney was starting towards the front. I just had a feeling at the end there I was going to see Shane at some point. Obviously, he blew my doors off in the beginning of the race. But that restart played out perfectly kind of for him to slot in a second. I'm like, of course, there he is. I'm going to have to find a way to hold him off. So, yeah, in this day and age of cup racing, right, I mean, the Daytona 500 is so hard to win. It's so hard to, you know, survive at Echo Park Speedway, and we're able to do that and then be able to hold off Shane at the end of that race to make it three in a row. Yeah, it seems just very fitting that we had to go through the hurdles we did, especially these last 2 weeks, to pull this off.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. We'll start down here with Cameron. We'll go to Jeff. We'll go to John.
Cameron Richardson, NASCAR.com. Tyler, are you aware of the accomplishment when you're in the heat of competition? Because, I mean, it's not only like, all right, there's three wins in a row on the line, but also here's SVG right behind you in the closing laps. And then as you get smaller and smaller in your mirror, is that something that like you start thinking is almost like some personal pride, or are you just waiting to take the checkered flag to make sure everything's already set in stone and that it's over and you've won?
I think for me, you know, in the heat of the battle, it's like, all right, I've got to find a way to hold off Shane. But yeah, as I started to pull away, certainly, you know, it's like, all right, there's a lot on the line here. Hit your marks. Don't be a hero. You don't have to win by 8 seconds. It's so important to just not make mistakes because, I mean, who knows? Shane could have been playing games, right? Like back off a bit, see if I burn my stuff up, and I back up to him at the end of the race. So there's so much going on there. You know, he's just so good on the road courses. Even when I was pulling away, right, it's like, all right, I mean, when am I, you know, I just didn't let myself think it was over until it was truly over. So certainly used the pressure of what's on the line to motivate myself to hit marks and close it out.
Come down here to Jeff, then to John, then to Dustin.
You started on the pole and then you like went backwards. And so I was thinking that it was something with your short run speed, but then it wasn't like in stage two, you stayed out front. And Billy said that he hadn't talked to you yet, but his impression was you just were trying to conserve your tires in stage one, and then you went harder once you realized what you had. What did happen there?
Yeah, I think in practice and in the first run of the race, I didn't quite have it right. You know, everyone was pushing pretty hard, and, well, I thought they were. And, you know, I just had to make adjustments. You know, it was unfortunate I lost all that track position that we worked hard to get. But it kind of played out to where I was able to, you know, I think once you kind of have that momentum go the wrong way at any point in the race, you know, guys are just being aggressive and putting you in bad spots and just trying to keep the car clean. I remember it was Chase and then Byron was behind him. And that's finally when I was able to kind of stop the bleeding in the beginning of the race. And then I was able to kind of march back forward. But I think for me, yeah, I didn't want to, I'm typically, you know, whether it was at the Roval or a number of these other races, you know, I kind of just burned up a little too quick, and I just ended up on the wrong side, on the other side of it at the start of the race today. I think to a degree, I could have probably, it just took some adjustment as the race went on.
We'll go to John.
John Newby FanBuzz. I know you said that you thought Shane may have been playing games a little bit. When I talked to him after the race, he said that it seemed like you were actually kind of holding stuff in reserve because he could tell by the way that you were kind of going straight in certain points where he had to like arc more. So was that the case? Were you actually holding something back for the end?
I think, you know, it's it it's a tricky balance at these road courses. You want to run your best laps possible, but when you make a mistake and just, you know, slide the car, I mean, the penalty outweighs the reward. So just as a driver, you try to be mindful of, you want to run as hard as you can every single lap, but you just try to keep all those things in mind.
We'll come to Dustin, we'll go to Kyle, then we'll come to Reed.
Dustin, you know, J-Ski, Tyler, your numbers at Phoenix aren't the best, but you've always run well at Vegas. How long realistically do you feel like this could go, the winning streak?
Well, I mean, I know the numbers don't necessarily, well, my experiences in spring in at Phoenix, I've a number of years, I think dating back even the start of this car, you know, we've been able to go there and kind of be knocking on the door. You know, last year we had the power steering failure that kind of knocked us out of it. 2 years ago, you know, I remember me and Denny got together, that caution came out in the middle of the cycle. So, I mean, in my opinion, we go to the spring Phoenix race, we're typically like right there. And for whatever reason, we go in the fall, we're a little bit off. But I don't know, I feel like we've, again, you know, kind of like we've done here, you know, these, I'm really excited to see what we have for speed and pace over the next two weekends, because we've worked really hard to improve things here. We've worked hard to kind of rethink how we get around Phoenix, and we've just kind of doubled down on the things that we've been improving at Vegas. So honestly, I'm very excited to see what kind of pace we have at Phoenix and Vegas as it comes up.
We'll come over here to your left to Kyle, and then here to Reed.
Hey, Tyler. So there were multiple drivers affected by the heat today. So I wanted to know just kind of how you coped with the heat. And then I saw when you went up on stage, you kind of winced. You looked like you were walking a little ginger. So what was that all about?
Yeah, you know, over the years, I mean, I'd say like the one that was the worst was Fontana in 2022. Like my leg like went to sleep when I was leading that race when I was at RCR. And, you know, unfortunately we had a flat that day. But yeah, just over the years, I've occasionally had issues with like my sciatic nerve kind of acting up. And I didn't really feel it in the car, which was nice today. But as soon as I got out and got moving, it was just really fired up. But it's getting better. I don't think it was heat. No, not for me. It's getting old.
We'll come down here to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Obviously, to win the race, you had to hold off SVG, which is no easy thing to do. But did you also think it was an important moment when you kept Blaney behind you when he made the move to the inside, I think,
a number of times,
in 6A and actually got pretty close to making a pass?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it worked in my favor today. You know, as we've worked towards this tire that wears more, you know, it kind of has been a bit more old school and traditional, how the rubber builds up and the racing lane narrows up. So I think that certainly played in my favor in the moments where I was not at my best and I made some mistakes. I was able to do a bit of defensive driving and kind of, I don't know, you never want to be in that spot where you're having to try to force the car that's trying to pass you where to go, but I kind of was able to keep myself in a spot where, you know, when we get to the carousel, when he would really contend the spot, it was hard for him to make that outside in the carousel work.
Any other questions for Tyler? We'll go back to John.
John, you'd be fan best. Sorry, just one quick follow-up. How does it mean more that it is just so freaking hard to dominate in this car as opposed to past generations?
I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. Well, if you ask Shane, you know, if the road courses, he did a really good job last year of just tearing it up. But, I mean, I don't know. In my opinion, just all the data that's out there, the resources that the teams have, the ability to just kind of dive into every detail, you know, of the corner of each person's race, you know, just it's so open book without all the information that's out there. It's just hard to week in and week out just dominate, you know. And I don't know, in my opinion, I've kind of see it change even from the time that I came in, just how much data and simulation, all these things just continue to change our sport. And it's hard, man. You know, we'll go to Richmond and Martinsville and Bristol, and you know, a 10th is sometimes 15 spots. It's pretty crazy. So Yeah, just in my opinion, what I see out of our competitors, it's really, really hard to week in and week out be in contention to win. So to be able to put it together like we have these first three is just it's pretty unreal.
We'll come down here to Dustin.
I know you said you're excited about to see what kind of speed that you guys have coming forward the next few weeks, but how do you approach the next couple of weeks with a 70-point lead already?
Well, we'll just manage it lap after lap, corner after corner, you know. Certainly, yeah, like as we race, you know, I'll just have to be mindful, you know. Understand what I'm racing for in those moments. Is it worth the risk or is it not? But certainly, you know, I think to an extent if we just continue to bring really fast race cars, we won't have to put ourselves in tricky spots in the race. You know, we're able to kind of race a little bit smarter. So, I mean, for me, I really enjoyed, you know, racing for points in 2024 when we had that battle come down the end at Darlington with Larson to win the regular season championship then. So, yeah, for me, I enjoy this. I know it's ironic I'm saying that, like you said, a 70-point lead, but to be able to just kind of execute in the first two races that are hard to just have clean days to get the points that we did there and then come in here and be able to grab stage points in stage two and then obviously win the race is real special.
We're going to come back to Kyle over here.
Real quick, so after the race, this is your third consecutive race. Michael's been there for all of them. Did he have any different words? I mean, what is it feeling like every time having Michael in victory lane with you?
Yeah, you know, he reminded me earlier this week he does things in threes, and he expected no less today. So I was really, really glad to be able to live up to the standards that he has for us and be able to deliver three in a row. That was really cool to share that moment with him.
Any final questions? All right, Tyler. Thank you. Congratulations. Good luck next week.
Thanks, everyone.